Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin Mem Dalet, mitzvah 344, the first of a series of mitzvahs related to Avadim. The next six mitzvahs, we have seven mitzvahs left to... We have six mitzvahs left to Parshas Bahar, and the first of the Eved associated mitzvahs, a number about Eved Ivri and Eved Kenani, which we'll talk about soon, but the first is not working an Eved Ivri in a certain way. What does that mean? The Torah tells us, "V'chiyamuch achicha imach," if your brother, meaning a fellow Jew, becomes poor, v'nim karlach, and he's sold to you, lo savod bo avodas aved. One is not allowed to work him avodas aved in a servitude type of way. We might translate this as menial activities. If an Eved, who is a Jew, this is an Eved Ivri, that you have, you're not allowed to work him in a certain avodas aved way. Rashi says, avoda shel gnai, sheyehe nikar ba ke'eved. This lowly, menial work, that it's clear that if people on the outside would say, oh, I see that Eved there, shelo yolech kelevach lo beis amercha, it's not carrying your towel to the bathhouse, like you're going to the bathhouse and you have somebody behind you carrying your towel. For a Jew, fellow Jew to do that, it's not, he's your brother, it's not appropriate. Lo yino lo min alef. Again, it might be, if somebody's paid to do it, it's an okay activity, but you wouldn't make your brother do it. And therefore, if you're to make your brother do it, that's how we have, as we've said, this is not a mitzvah that should be understood as, oh, it's chas v'shalom, a racist type of mitzvah. You know, oh, a Jew can't do it. No, it's just that there's an even higher standard when it comes to family. And the entire Jewish people are family. And other than that, one is not allowed to, other people would be able to do this because they're buying into it and they want to be paid and serviced. The Torah continues, Kisachir kitoshav yeimach. You shall treat them like any worker, a sachir, a worker, and a toshav. Achnasa yovel yavodimach, and he shall work for you till yovel. As we know by yovel, all the avadim go free. Says the Sefer HaChinuch. Today's mitzvah is, again, forcing an Eved Ivri to do a disgraceful activity. Right, that is the Issa Daraisa. Shlo navod be'Eved Ivri avodas bizayin, kemo be'avodas kenani, which we'll get to in the coming days. Shlo navod be'Eved Ivri b'avodas shishma bizayin gadol v'hachna'a, lowly, shederech la'avod b'kein be'Eved Kenani. Ways that you might work an Eved Kenani, someone who was not Jewish, and he took him as an Eved, sh'ne'emar lo savod v'avodas aved, v'amur zecharno l'vracha b'sifra, the Medrash says, b'feirish in yinzeh, what does this mean? Shelo yito acharecha balinta. They shouldn't take a balinta after you. What's a balinta? V'hu kli shel beged katan she'osin b'nei adam le'shev alav b'chol makom k'shehem yigeim. Remember in a time period that there were no chairs all over the place, so whenever you wanted to sit down, a lot of times you sat down on the floor, so the floor might be dirty, so sometimes you had servants walking behind you. It's like the caddy holder, the one who walks around with the golf clubs behind the person. Right? Yeah, take your carpet, your garment behind you, and whenever you're ready to sit down, the guy comes and puts it under you, and you're able to sit down. But to have a fellow Jew do that is inappropriate. V'derech ha'eved ha'nivzeh, shenotel oso kli u'molicho achar adonav, that's what a lowly eved does. U'kamochein amru, v'lo yitel lefanecha kelem on beis amerchatz. Also, to have somebody carry, as Rashi quoted, your towels to the beis amerchatz. V'heim zechornam levracha b'yeru elam malachos, Chazal listed off certain activities that are inappropriate. V'hu adid shenilman me'am akol kayotzi b'zeh. And any similar activity should be included. Right? The Torah can't say every activity. The Torah lists off a few, and you figure out the rest. Nimsa sheish lo la'adam sheitena libo eizem aloch yitzav la'avdo ivri. Therefore, when one has an Eved Ivri, which again, bisman hazeh, one cannot, does not have an Eved Ivri, but if one has an Eved Ivri, so then this is the activity that should be avoided. This is what Chazal say in Kiddushin Chavbeis, Koma Hakone Eved Ivri, Kakone Adon La'atzmo. Anyone, the Gemara has an amazing line, anyone who buys an Eved is really buying an Adon. You think you're buying a servant, you're really buying a master. Right, he just quotes the end of the Gemara, but if you look at the earlier part of that Gemara in Kiddushin and Daf Chavbeis, the Gemara quotes, Tana Rabbanan, Ki Tov Lo Imach, Imach B'Machal, you have to make it good for him with you, Imach B'Machal, Imach B'Mishteh. With you in food and drink. Shalote atah, right? We think of, usually, you know, some people might read the Torah, oh, they believe in avadim, slavery? That's a mistranslation, right? It should be called servitude, because slavery conjures up certain negative connotations, and it's servitude. And what is it, especially in Eved Ivri? He has to eat and drink with you. What does that mean? Shalote ata ochel pas nikiya, v'hu ochel pas kibar. You're going to eat fine bread, and he's going to eat gross bread. Ata shosen yayin yashav, v'hu shosen yayin chadash. No. No, mikan amru, and it quotes called kona eved ivri, kona adam atzmo. You have somebody you have to really take care of. If you look in the Ritva here, seems to be a machlokas between the Ritva and the Rambam. If you look in the Ritva here in Kiddushin, he says, not exactly imach. I mean, you're still the master, and he's still the eved, but you got to treat him nicely. The Ritva plays down the exact comparison. Mistavra de lavi mach mamish. Sheyocha mashu ocha, vafilu pisioni ochalat chashiva. What if you have one piece of steak? He has to get it? I can't believe that, says the Ritva. Ela lomar shelo yizhanik bo minageved kinani, la'achilo pasubin, u'lashkivo agabi karka. Ela kestam lakit v'sachar Yisrael, right, v'zen nira mevuar. So that is the Ritva downplays the comparison of imach. But if you look in the Rambam, the Funas point out, the Rambam, Menuchas Avadim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Tess, the Rambam says, Pashtus. He says, kol eved ivriya, alma ivriya. Chayiv ha'adom lahashvosan elav b'machal u'b'mashke b'ksus u'b'mador. If there's only one bed in the house, sounds like from the Rambam, there's no reason for you to get it over the Eved. Shenemer kitov lo imach. And he quotes the Gemara. Mikad amru kol kon eved ivri kon adom la'atzmo. V'chayiv linhog bo minhag achva. You have to treat him like a brother. Shenemar u'ba'acheichem b'nei Yisrael ish b'achiv. V'yafal pikein, yet, you have to remember, the Eved also has covered for the master. Sorech ha'deh hever l'no b'atzva minag avdus, bo'osan avodashu osalo. What he does, he has to agree to those activities. So, how exactly, do you understand the equation? So, it seems to be a machlokas Rambam and the Ritva. But either way, let's go back for a moment, because we're going to have a couple of mitzvahs related to Avadim. Let's remember, in general, there are two types of Avadim that we have in the Torah, Eved Kenani and an Eved Ivri. An Eved Ivri is a full-fledged Jew. An Eved Ivri is chayiv in all mitzvahs, a full-fledged Jew. There are two types of Eved Ivris, even within Eved Ivri. There's an Eved Ivri who is so poor that he sells himself in order to make some money, machruhu atzmo, and the other type is machruhu bezdin. If somebody steals, then they don't have enough money to pay back, so bezdin sells him. There could be differences between machruhu bezdin and machruhu atzmo. There is a halacha at the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim. We discussed it way back. The halacha of an eved ivri being allowed to marry a shifcha kananis, which is the parallel to an eved kanani in female. So the question is, how is he able to do that? That's a special heter haTorah. Because really, it's a half non-Jewish woman. How could an Eved Ivri marry? So some Rishonim say that only applies to certain types of Eved Ivris, and not all types of Eved Ivris. The Ritva says that. Beferish, in Meseches Kiddushin, on Daf Yudalid, he says, where is it? Here it is. Says the Ritva, Yesh Omrim Sha'asar Gamkin Afilu Midaito B'Shifcha Kenanis. See, there are those that say that Shifcha Kenanis and Machur Atzmo doesn't work, and the Ritva doesn't like it. The Ritva thinks that Machur Atzmo, you have the same heter. You have the same heter of marriage of Shifcha Kenanis. But there are some Rishonim that are Machalik fundamentally between the two types of Eved Ivris, that of Machur Bezdin and that of Machruhu Atzmo. Okay. Says the Chinuch, continuing. Oh, just one other Ha'ara. The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchas Avadim, the Rambam says that there are 13 mitzvos that are related to Avadim. We think this is a small area in Halacha. The Rambam says, Yesh bechlalon shalosh esrei mitzvos. Chamesh mitzvos asei, v'shmona mitzvos los asei. There are aseis and los aseis. And then the Rambam says, Eved Ivri, exactly what we just said. Let's just review it now inside. Ha'amur batorah, ze ha-yisraeli, shemachru oso bezdin al-karcho, o ha-mochr atzmo lirtzono. An Eved Ivri is someone who bezdin sells forcibly, or he sells himself. Ketzad gun avein lo l'shalem esakeren, bezdin mochron oso. Somebody steals and it cannot pay back the principal, meaning they won't sell him for the kefel, but for the principal. So then he sold. Ve'ein lecha ish mi Yisrael shemochron oso bezdin el agan of bilvad. That's the only one that bezdin sells. If somebody can't pay back a loan, they're not going to sell him. If he wants to figure out what to do himself, he can. V'alzesha machru bezdin oberki sikna eved ivri. That's the discussion in Mishpatim. Mocher atzmo ketzad, Yisrael sheha'ani bioser, nitzanol Torah reshuslim karas atzmo. If somebody is very, very poor, the Torah gave reshus to the person to sell himself. What do you mean reshus? Because we're really avdei Hashem. We shouldn't be avadim to anybody else. Avadai heim, below avadim la'avadim. So the Torah, though, gives permission, if somebody needs to make some money, to be able to do this. That is the two types of Eved Ivri. Eved Kenani is a totally different type of Eved. The Rambam says later on, after talking about all the halachas of Eved Ivri, the first number of Prakim are all about Eved Ivri. The Rambam then talks about Eved, first talks about Alma Ivriya, and then the Rambam talks about Eved Kenani, Perachamishi. Eved Kenani nikneh b'chamisha dvarim. And Eved Kenani is a non-Jew who is nikneh to a Jew, and he then is chayiv in mitzvahs like an Isha, when the Gemara always says, an Eved Isha have the same amount of mitzvahs, he's parted from Zvan Gramas, that's talking about Eved Kenani, Eved Ivri is chayiv in all mitzvahs. So, the Rambam talks about, according to the Mishnah Kiddushin, how one is kona in Eved Kenani. Good. So, the Chinuch continues, that in our mitzvah, again, of dealing with an Eved Kenani properly, Mikol HaKol, Mimash HaKot, Ma'amar HaKasav, Kesachir, Kedoshav Yeimach, Yeish Lo Moshe, Yachol Al Motzavos, Abachol HaDvarim, Sh'derech B'nei Adam Motzavos, HaSachir V'Toshav. One can't tell an Eved Ivri to do anything that's regularly expected from a worker, from a Sachir, from a Toshav. A Sachir is a free person who's doing work for you, and a Toshav is somebody who comes to live here and he wants to make a buck. So therefore, one has to make sure that they treat them properly, though the Eved himself as well, as the Chinuch ends off the paragraph, the Afalpi Kein Tzorcha Eved Linhog Ba'atzmo Minhag Avdus. He has to view the master as his master, and he is an Eved. Good. Mishoshia Mitzvah. Let's talk about some of the messages behind the mitzvah. Number one, the Chinuch mentions a number of points. Number one, Kidei Sheyitein Ha'adam Elibo Ki Ha'uma Shalanu Hi Anachbedes Mikulan. Number one, to realize the special quality of the Jewish nation. Special quality. And therefore, you can't treat anybody as a lower citizen. That's the message of the mitzvah. Don't treat anybody under you. Don't push down anybody. Don't be condescending. No, nobody's a lower class than you. They have to work, but they also have to be treated with kavod. Umitoch kach yehav umaso v'saraso. And this will bring one to love his nation and love his Torah. Number one. So again, this mitzvah leads to Ahavas Yisrael. Yisrael in terms of the religion, and Yisrael in terms of fellow Jews. Number one. Continuing. V'yitin alibo gamkein. Also, number two. Ki kemoshe zeho eved o ivri nimkar lo b'bnei dochko. Realize that even though this eved ivri in front of you is sold because of the difficulties that he had, kach efshar sheikra gam lakone oso. It's very possible that the person who is now the adon might one day become the Eved. Olechan mibanav. As we know, financial situations in life are a wheel. What goes up, what goes down. One generation is this, three generations later, things could change. Imulai yigram lemachet. It's a galgala chozer ba'olam. Ubekavdo avdo yachshov machshav azu b'li safek. If somebody gives kavod to the Eved, he'll realize, why am I giving kavod to the Eved? Because his grandchildren might be taking care of my kids. And through this machshava, that'll keep him from sinning. So if I treat this Eved properly, that'll keep me from doing Averos. Because I will realize that Averos will cause me to lose what I have. I might become poor. I might have to become an Eved. So in an indirect sort of way, this mitzvah, according to the Chinuch, goes on the list of Siyag Doraisis. A Isser Daraisa that is Mishum Siag. We mentioned this a number of times, not for a while, so I'll mention a number of the examples again. Though usually we have Isure Darabanan that prevent us from violating Isure Daraisa. Once in a while we have an Isser Daraisa itself that prevents me from violating another Isser Daraisa. One of the more famous examples is the Ran on the first page of Maseches Pesachim. The Ran says the Isser of Bal Yira Bal Yimatzei is so that one doesn't come to eat chametz. You can't even have chametz in your house, even though by Rabbi Yossi itself is a daraisa. But daraisa A is asher mishum daraisa B, so you don't come to eat chametz. Number one. Another example. Any examples? The Rambam says in Hilchos Yisurei Bia, the Rambam holds, the Rambam shita is nigia derechiba is an iser daraisa. Nigia derechiba. Kalabala ever min arayos o shechibek v'nishik derech taiva v'nane v'kirav basar. Hugging and kissing, any type of affectionate touch. How is it? Lokim in a Torah. Lo sikrevu ledvar mamivim ledegili erva. So nigia yichud, according to some Rishonim, right? The Gemara is at the end of Maseches Kiddushin. Yichud is there. Daraisa. Certain elements of yichud are daraisa. That's also siyag daraisa. There's a fascinating example of this in Rashi on last week's parsha. Rashi on the pasuk in Vayechulu. Vayechalu lokem bayom ha-shvi. What does the pasuk say? Hashem finished on day 7. What do you mean he finished on day 7? He finished on day 6. What do you mean on day 7? So the second day of Rashi is, he finished because he had a great menucha. Boshavas ba-menucha. But what about the first day of Rashi? Rashi says, Vayechalu lokem bayom ha-shvi, because it looked to us like he finished on the 7th. because we don't know the exact time. Even if we hear a beep right on the news, it's not the exact time. So it looks to us that he finished on the 7th. But really, he finished at the exact moment that the 6th ended and the 7th started. We can never do malacha up until that point. We have to have Tosefes Shabbos because we can't take any chances. Tosefes Shabbos is a mitzvah d'araisa. That's an example of an asay, not a separate mitzvah asay, one of the 613, but part of the Hilcha Shabbos, a mitzvah asay to prevent us from violating. Says Rav Shimon, Bar Yochai in Rashi, Basar v'adam she'eni yodei ita v'rega'av, a person who does not know exact time, Sarach lahosev michal alakodesh, has to add on, Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshe yodei ita v'rega'av, but Hashem who knows exact moment, He created time. Nichnas boka chuta saira, he could finish exactly when Shabbos ends. Vinira kiilu kalabo bayom. So it appeared. So it's interesting. The Torah writes it from the vantage point of a human being. Hashem finished on the 7th. It looks like to a human being that he finished on the 7th. Even though from God's point of view, he didn't finish on the 7th. He finished at the exact moment that the 6th ended and the 7th began. So that's an interesting example of Siyag Daraisa. Just one other example, and then we'll continue. That is the Kesef Mishnah in the beginning of Hilchas Tumas Meis. The Kesef Mishnah notes that we know there are three Isurim for the Isra of Basar B'Chalav. You're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to get Hana, and you're not allowed to even cook Basar B'Chalav, says the Kesef Mishnah. You're not allowed to cook Basar B'Chalav. Makes a lot of sense, because if you're cooking it, you might very well come to eat it. But they're all daraisa. They're all daraisa. Ubasa bechala mikimat sha'asar bishulo ari bechalo socha kotoeva vechulu. Shalasar tor lavashel ela kedei shalo yovalechol. That's the key line. Right? That's the iser. There's an interesting ha'ara on this whole sugya. I don't always mention this when I talk about this, but interesting ha'ara, and that is, we know the Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, have a zarba mitzvah kalaka vachamura. You have to be careful about every mitzvah. The light mitzvahs, the stringent mitzvahs, you have to be careful about every mitzvah. So what does the whole sugya mean? A siyag daraisa, iser A mishum iser B, but all mitzvahs and averus are equal, aren't they? We're not supposed to judge mitzvahs. So how can we even say A is not mishum B because B is the real chamur iser? How can we even say that? So the Rambam says yisod gadol, an obvious yisod gadol, but yisod gadol, the Rambam in Pirush Mishnah is there on Pirkei Avos. The Rambam says no, there's a difference between asays and los asays. When it comes to mitzvahs asay, that's what we say. You can't judge. You have to do every mitzvah say equally. Have izar b'mitzvah kalaka v'chamura, and that's why we have the principle of oseg b'mitzvah, pasim b'mitzvah. You're doing one mitzvah. You might say, well, hey, the other mitzvah is more important. No, you're involved in a mitzvah. Do that mitzvah. Oseg b'mitzvah, pasim b'mitzvah. So by aseis, we say we don't know the schar for mitzvahs, but los aseis, of course we know there are stringent ones and not stringent ones. Just look at the onshim. What, you're going to tell me that a lo sase she'en bo maisa is not, well, we don't know which is worse, this or maybe Mechal Shabbos? Of course we know. Look at the Yonshim. Some are chiyuvei skila, some are chiyuvei hereg, chenek, some are chayvei mrs. Bezdin, some are chayvei kare, some are chayvei lavin. We assume, the pashtus is, that the avera reflects, the onesh reflects the chumras avera. So therefore, by lo sase is for sure, we could judge. And that's what all these sugyas are about. Right, the Sugis of Siyag Daraisa. That's what the Rambam says right here. He says, Shekala Torah mimena mitzvah zaseh, mitzvah lo saseh, mitzvah lo saseh, hari pirish ha-kasuf, ha-onesh, ha-kol ha-chas mehem, zulasi ma'at, va-onesh mi-miksas an-misos, u-bi-miksas kari, su-misa bi-shamayim, u-malkus, u-mina onshim yadanu, es kol mitzvah lo saseh, mahin isuro chamur, u-mahin lamata mizeh. Right? There are different levels. There are eight levels, the Rambam says. Like for Hilchos Shabbos, if you ever have to violate an Isser, it's always better to do the lesser Isser. What do you mean lesser? So we know there are lesser Isserim and more stringent Isserim. The Rambam says there are eight levels, going from the highest, which is Skila, to the lowest level, which is an Avir that you don't even get Malkus for. Good. But then the Rambam says, Avo Mitzvah Zasei, Lo Piri Schar Kolachas Mehen, Mahu Lefnei Hashem, Kedei Sheneida Mayin Chamurus Mayin Lamata Mimena. There's no levels when it comes to mitzvahs asay. El etziva lekayem davar ploni v'davar ploni v'lo hodia schar eza miyem yosher gadol lefnei Hashem. Lefichach ra'uy l'shtado bohen kulan. That's why you got to do all of them. And then he quotes, osik b'mitzvah, patam b'na mitzvah l'lo avchana, b'na mitzvah shu osik b'la mitzvah averus. You don't make a difference between mitzvahs, also in mavir and al mitzvahs. Don't pass by a mitzvah. That is all related to a siyag daraisa. But this also, this mitzvah could be on that list of a siyag daraisa. I'm not allowed to take advantage and make my Eved Ivri work in a menial fashion, because if I am not allowed to do that, that will remind me that, oh, Because it could be that I'm going to be like that in the next generation if I don't act properly, if I do averus. So that'll help me. This mitzvah will help me not do averus. So it is an example of a siyag d'oraisa. Good. Continuing the chinuch for Noheges, second to last paragraph. For Noheges, b'schar v'nekevus, it applies to men and women. Bizvancha yovel noheg, only when yovel is noheg. Right? There can't be a situation of evrid ivri, and am ivri, and shivcha kananis, all of those cannot apply. Right? I think we touched on this in the past. There is a Mishnah and a Gemara in Meseches Kiddushin, which talk about, is there any possibility for a mamzer to be metaheris children? Is there any possibility? Because ultimately, no. Mamzer or mamzeres as parents, then the children are also mamzerim. Rachman al Islam, the tragedy continues. So is there any way else? There's a sheet of Rabbi Tarfin, Yecholim Mamzerim Litar, where he talks about if a mamzer marries a shifcha, becomes a David Ivri, and he marries a shifcha Kanan, the kids are not Jewish, and then they could convert, and they cannot be, they could be regular Jews without being mamzerim. So there's a big discussion in the postgame whether that could be tried as manazeh. Pashas, it can't be. Because there's no status of Evid Ivri or shifcha Kanan as manazeh. You can't have that. Right? It's illegal even. For somebody to be an official eved, it's only bisman shayovel noeg, and bisman we have a mikdash. So either way, that suggestion at the end of Maseches Kedushin, I think it's daf samach tes, right? That doesn't work really bisman hazeh. Va'avar al mitzvah zu va'avad be'eved ivri ba'avodas habezuyus. If somebody violates and works menial activities with his eved, avar al avzei gets this avera. Avol menan dome she'em bazechiyah malchus. But l'chora says the chinuch. No malchus. Lefish ain't ba maisa, because there's no specific action. Why? Ki bidvar mi vaser eved, lasos malachto, bezio nechledes. I could tell the eved and get him to do an iser, get him to do an avoda, without doing a word. I could command him to do it. And the chinuch says, my shita is, as I've said 14 times already in the sefer, how do you define a mitzvah, lafshi ish ba maisa or ain't ba maisa? If it's possible to do it without a maisa, that even if you do it with a maisa, you're not going to get malchus. Because it's called a lav she'en bo maisa. That is the chinuch shita. He's said that a few times. The Menachas Chinuch here quotes the Rava Magid, the Magid Mishnah, which we always quote when this comes up, in Hilchas Chiris, in Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Beis, where the Magid Mishnah says the opposite. If it's possible to do it with a maisa, then even if you do it without a maisa, you're going to get malchus. Like muzzling an animal. That's the context there. If it's sinister to muzzle my animal when he shouldn't be muzzled. So if I keep going, and every time the animal's about to go to eat some grass, I make a sound, so that's muzzling, that's called chasima bepeh. I'm still going to get malchus for that. Why? Because the Magen Mishnah says, if you can do it with the Maisa, then even if you don't do it with the Maisa. Then you have the Shita of the Ravid in the Bava Metzia, who says the middle Shita. If you do it with the Maisa, you're going to get malchus. If you don't do it with a Maisa, then you're not going to get malchus. Either way, this is an important issue as well, but this is the first of the Avadim Halachis, and that is not working in Evet Ivri, Minhag Bizayon.